Here with you with a SmackDown recap. I'm Travis Bryant, along with my man Bardre Purnell. Dre, want to say what up to everybody?
What up, everybody? How everybody doing? All right.
So we got a SmackDown recap. What did you think of the show?
I like the show. Pretty enjoyable. I like what they're doing with Kozlov, which we'll get into. You know, I'll get into everything that I like, but I'm gonna do something different and give my rating now.
Okay.
And then I'll give the points later. I'm giving it a good solid 3 out of 5.
Okay.
So, and I'll explain why later.
I thought it was a good show. SmackDown continues probably being the best show, just best wrestling show week in and week out.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's definitely the most enjoyable, obviously, to watch and talk about afterwards. They opened this show with highlights from last week, Kozlov attacking Jeff Hardy for the second time, and him attacking Triple H after the main event and leaving Triple H lane. And then they go to the SmackDown show open. Do you think they have a whole new package opening and everything for SmackDown for next week on the My Network?
Didn't think about it, but I don't see why not. I mean, of course.
I mean, the set won't change. That's something they just...
Yeah, because the set is just new. So, no.
Yeah. But
the opening package, maybe even a new opening song, who knows?
Right, the whole deal. I think the whole deal might get changed. That'd be nice. That'd be a nice change. It's been this one for...
Because I won't be denied, because all I got left is my network.
I won't be denied. Yeah.
Nah, it wouldn't go. Okay.
So they got the SmackDown open. And then they come right on with Vicky and Chavo backstage. And Chavo's reliving last week. He's explaining to her, just taking her through what he went through with the Undertaker, with the Undertaker choking him out.
The whole asphyxiation process with it in titles.
Thumbnail in the larynx.
The larynx,
He said, he told Vicky that Undertaker only let him go because he wanted him to be a messenger. He should have chopped his arm off like Beatrix did in the first Kill Bill. Cut that bitch arm off, rolled her down the hill at the hospital.
Right.
I want you to tell him everything that you saw. So he's the French chick in Kill Bill, and he wants them to tell basically that he's coming for him. He's coming for Vicky tonight. Vicky said, go get Big Show. He'll protect me, basically. Chavo leaves to go fetch Show. Jeff Hardy came in and asked, he wanted a match with Kozlov after what he did. You know, he's pissed at Kozlov, rightly so. Vicky told him, concentrate on your match. Oh, she said, like I told Triple H. So, they bring a little off-camera story into it. Like I told Triple H.
Earlier tonight, she said?
No, maybe earlier tonight, but just something, that we didn't get to actually see.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and she said earlier tonight, which kind of made it. You know, I watched the show on YouTube, and when she said earlier tonight, I was like, well, hold on, is this the...
Did they label it wrong? Is this not part one?
Yeah, did they label it wrong? Is this not part one? But it actually was, so it was just, that kind of stuck with me. It was kind of weird, so...
Right.
Just to put more onto your point, what you were saying.
Yeah, so they bring a little off-camera stuff into it. He says, just concentrate on your match with Triple H and No Mercy and your tag match tonight. And then she told him to leave, and Big Show had to come in by that time. And so Big Show's there to protect her. So then they go right into match number one, which is a pretty big-time match. You got Triple H and Jeff Hardy teaming up versus MVP and the Brian Kendrick.
With Zeke, don't forget.
With Ezekiel, and you know a guy is getting over maybe not even over, even though he is, but you know, guys, just you're getting used to him. When it's not weird to call him the Brian Kendrick anymore. He just is.
Oh, he just is the, yeah. Right.
It's his name. It's, you know, they've said it so much and gotten you to say it so much that. But this was a real good match. I like how JR mentioned early in the match, he mentioned the two-man power trip. He mentioned when Stone Cold and Triple H were tag champs.
Yeah.
That was, they don't really go back into their recent history. Recent history, sure, like within the last year, but they don't usually go back within, you know, 5-8 years.
Okay.
Either a year or so or 10-15 years. Kind of thing. And bringing a legend back or doing some kind of nostalgia angle.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep all 15 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.